In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning, I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A move is underway to install police as the emergency controller for all disasters here in the Hunter Valley. The SES came under fire during the recent floods over the issuing of evacuation orders after communities became trapped because they'd been issued from outside the local area too late. Police Association Vice President Ian Allwood says police officers are the most qualified to manage a disaster.
As our senior police progress through the ranks, we have various emergency management courses run to set them up to be what we call a LEOCON, the Local Emergency Officer Controlling. Those people are specialists in their field. They essentially are trained in that function, and it is, you're right, it is a specialised skill. It takes really, really an amount of skill and knowledge to be able to perform it to ultimately save lives.
A 2% pay rise is on the way for Upper Hunter Shire councillors. Councillors endorsed the increase at last night's council meeting, and it's in line with recommendations from the Remuneration Tribunal. Councillors will now be paid $12,650 a year, while Mayor Maurice Collison's total rises to $40,000. Councillor Lee Watts told the meeting they're worth every single cent.
I think for the amount of work that councillors do, I don't think people are aware of it. And quite often they think we just turn up to a meeting once a month, and that's not the case, as we all know here. So I'm more than happy to move that and know that we're worth every cent of it.
A large crowd has farewelled a former Muswellbrook Shire councillor at the Stan Theiss Centre. Ray Butcher was 77 when he passed away last week. Muswellbrook Mayor Steve Reynolds says Mr Butcher gave a lot to the local community.
He was very heavily involved with the SES. He was a volunteer for over 40 years, and a very, very big send-off for him and a fair tribute. So, I just pass on my condolences to the family, and he served the council for 8 years. He's a wonderful man, and...
The Hunter Valley's new representative in Canberra will make his first appearance in federal parliament later today. Parliament resumes after the May election, with the new Hunter MP taking his family with him to the national capital for the occasion. Dan Repicoli says he still has some time to prepare his first speech in the House of Representatives.
So, maiden speech. I still don't know when mine is yet. But we're working with the Whip's office to try and get that sorted. I won't be in the first sitting fortnight, I know that. But we're working on the date after that. There's 35 brand new MPs plus the senators as well. So there's quite a lot of people doing their first speeches.
And having a leisurely Sunday lunch has turned a Lower Hunter man into an instant millionaire. The bloke, who is close to retiring, used the same numbers as he has for the last 20 years when he bought a ticket at the Tallara Bowling Club. Draw 666 was far from unlucky for the lucky winner, pocketing $1.1 million.
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to Double R Equipment Repairs. Double R. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
More rotten luck for Newcastle back rower Lachlan Fitzgibbon. The club fear he may have played his last game of the season after suffering a shoulder injury on Friday night. Fitzgibbon has already undergone two bouts of surgery on the same shoulder. He had only just returned to the top grade after being dropped to New South Wales Cup for several weeks. Meanwhile, coach Adam O'Brien is weighing up between Tex Hoy and Anthony Milford as the replacement for captain Kalyn Ponga for this weekend's clash against the Bulldogs. Ponga is expected to sit out for the rest of the season to fully recover from a series of head knocks this year. Now, you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi.
2NM Weather.